Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Amber Johnston, Johnston. And quite frankly, it seems like that I remember a very, very long time ago that I was offered something free with a purchase I made. I don't remember. And I just remember that my dad is 88, and they're just telling me about these tile things. And I remember I said, well, that might be something to get for him if I ever get him to get an iPhone, right? But not for me. And they never came in. I never thought anything about it because they were free. And all of a sudden, I'm just realizing that my card is being charged $50 a month for nothing, number one. Number two is that it started out in July, and I thought I had gone to Ulta, right? And it was an Ulta. It looked like an Ultimate something. So I thought that was the full name of Ulta thing. And now it's turned into T.Y. Marie. And I'm just realizing, and I'm taking care of a very sick 88-year-old dad. And I have no idea how this happened. I don't have time to check my card very often, but this is an every month charge that I have no idea how I got signed up for.
All right. All right, I'll help you with that and then verify your address for security purposes.
The address they have on file is 2536 Ice Plant Road. And the only reason it reminded me of what it was is because it was Ice Plant Road. I don't live here. I live in Mount Pleasant. My dad lives on Ice Plant Road, and that would have been the only reason. I wasn't getting any of my mail here.
Oh. Well, that's weird they would have your dad's address.
No, what I'm saying is that's what reminded me that it was something that I got free. And then when I thought about it, I just know I know everything I usually sign up for that I pay for, right? I don't have a lot of excess money that I just sign up for things haphazardly. And I don't know what kind of scam this company's running, but it certainly wasn't something that I knew I was obviously signing up for.
All right,
that's the reason why when she said tiles and I had my dad's address, she had my dad's address, I went, oh, I do remember I was supposed to get something free. It was like you could pick one of three things. I very seldom even do anything like that, but I saw those tiles, but I certainly had no idea that tiles were attached to a monthly thing. I thought they were like the tiles you can buy on Amazon and you put them on your own phone. I have no idea what the hell it is that is a monthly charge. I don't even know what that means.
All right, let's get it pulled up. So it looks like here is showing what was signed up for with your information is a tracker tag. Did you sign up for that?
I have no recollection of anything like that.
Let's see. Hold on. 1 second.
What would I be tracking? Why would anybody, I mean, is this something, what am I paying for every month to track if I don't even know about having a tracker?
Somebody yes, ma'am.
Did break into my identity, and so I'm just wondering if that has anything to do with it. I have no idea. The fact that it's my dad's address, that's not my mailing address. I do order him things that he has to have at his house, but that's on his card, not my card.
Yeah, basically it looks like it's like a tracker tag. Like people usually attach it to like their phone, or it could be on your purse. Basically it just tracks your location.
Well, I don't even. So is it on now?
No. Do you have it? Have you downloaded?
No, I don't have it. That's
no,
what
you're
I'm
fine.
Saying. I don't know. So if it's being tracked, let's find where it is.
No. I'm just telling you that's what it does, because you were saying you didn't know what it was. I'm saying that's what it's
right.
for. Yeah, so if you don't have it, you didn't do it. Have you contacted your credit card or bank about the charge, or did you call us first?
No, I just realized that I have very little time. My dad got COVID twice last year, and he'll be 89 next month. And I just am, it's an every minute job taking care of him. And he's sleeping in this morning. And I said, I'm going to look at my bank account. He and I had to go to his bank yesterday, and they said something about having 24 hours to check your bank account in case there's a problem. Well, I got to thinking, I said, you know, Amber, you hadn't checked your bank account in a long time. I decided to take this minute to check my bank account, and I saw this charge, and I only have like 3 charges a month because I don't have a lot going on that account. It's in a different town. And I just couldn't, I saw it and I said, let me go back. It seems like I've seen this name before. And I went back and I saw it again. And I went back and I saw it another month. And it's been almost since I moved here. Like I moved here in April. This started like in July. And I think the name changed because it started with almost that exact same amount of money in July, but the name changed.
That's fine.
From July to August.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. Well, we'll go ahead and just file the fraud for if that's fine. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you are no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
I'm not sure I didn't place the order. I already told them that I know that at some point I signed up with something like through Verizon or something for something free. You know how they give you these reward points? Or something. That's the only thing I remember, and I never received whatever it was. I don't remember what it was. I didn't ever get it, so it just never.
But I mean, was it the tracker? I mean, because we would have to know.
I have no recollection of what it was. I think that I remember that I saw that it were these tiles that I had looked at called Tile on Amazon for my dad. And I had looked at those about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, because my dad kept losing his keys and his wallet and his something else. There were 3 things he was losing. And I didn't live here, right, at that time. And I started looking at something somebody told me about 2 years ago about something called Tiles. They're T-I-L-E-S, right? You have to have an iPhone or a smartphone to do it. My dad doesn't have an iPhone or a smartphone. So I said to myself, as soon as we get him a smartphone, which we still haven't gotten him, because I'm trying to get him used to mine. I said, I'm going to get him those. And it seems like, I'm just, ma'am, you have to understand, I've got a lot going on. This is not something that I have any recollection. I can tell you this. I never thought I was signing up for anything having to do with $50 a month. I don't have $50 a month. I don't have a job. Does that make sense to you? I don't have $50 a month to put towards anything other than my normal. I thought I heard my dad get up. Just a minute. Okay. He whistles for the dogs in the morning. And I
thought, oh, okay.
Listen, when I hear the whistle or I hear the cane hit the floor, I jump up. But anyway, I'm just telling you, I have zero record. I know for a fact that I would not have knowingly signed up for anything that was $50 a month. If I was going to do something for $50 a month for my dad, it would have been on his card, not my card.
I mean, that's fine. Like I said, if you're saying that this is how it goes, it's how, whatever you say. If you say you don't remember signing up for this, you didn't get anything, and you want to file fraud, we'll file under fraud. I mean, if you say.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I don't want to say
I didn't sign
something, but I also know that my, like my husband has had 15 strokes. If you want to hear my life kit, if you don't want to know why I'm so busy, my husband has had 15 strokes. So I also just got him in an assisted living in about that same time. My husband somehow befriended somebody who got my name, and because we're tied together, not this account, but we're tied together. Oh, yeah, it is this account. It is this account. They got our information, and they hacked us. So I totally forgot about that. We are on that same thing. Oh, shit. Anyway, now I got to go back and check everything else. Anyway, my husband's had 15 strokes, and he doesn't recognize that when something's a problem. And so I don't know if he signed up for something. I don't know, but he's in Virginia. I have no earthly idea. But this is a joint account for the two of us.
That's fine.
Shit. Oh, you can't even imagine how many things I've had to undo for this man. Okay. If we can just look into it and figure out what it is. But I can tell you this. If there's one thing I know for a fact. Sober or drunk. I would know. And then you know I had $50 a month. I pay like a certain amount of money a month for my dog for insurance. So they're covered for the rest of their lives. And that is the only monthly charge I have now that I know, you know, that I know of.
No, you're fine. I just went ahead and filed the fraud for you. So basically what we do is we refund the charges on the account due to fraud. It usually takes 3 to 5 business days. Of course, it's the weekend. So it'll start on Monday. Just check the Visa card that it was billed on. And then if you don't see it, just give us a call back at this number.
I shall. Thank you very much. Let me ask you this. Are you finding that if you buy stuff through Marketplace, that stuff like this is happening?
Oh, it's happening everywhere, yes. It could be anything. Amazon, it could be Facebook, Instagram.
It's through
Walmart, CVS, I mean, pretty much anywhere.
Oh, you mean, you're just saying that people are hacking people's accounts
no matter what you do.
I just don't know. It just, if I didn't remember something, I mean, I know we were looking at tiles. But I was living in Mount Pleasant, my dad had not even gotten COVID at this time, right? This is way before COVID. that I was, I told my sister, I said, we need to get him these tiles. So I've had those on my mind, but I have not purchased any because he hasn't been brave enough to get on an iPhone yet. That's, you know, that's why we haven't gotten them. So I just, I can't, but I have no idea what this is. But it started in July, and it's just very strange to me that now I remember that's when our account was hacked. That's
no,
one
you're
of the
fine.
Reasons why my husband. Okay. All right.
We got taken care of for you. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.